This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Paul and Fiona. And a subject that, you know, has always interested me, and it's something that our community does do a lot of work in and is well represented, is in foster care. And I want to talk about, you know, for example, Chill Out Festival is on this weekend. And we've got, you know, some folk joining us in a sec who are going to talk about, you know, the connections they can make and potentially recruiting some foster carers in our community.
I think it's an important point, Macca, because everyone goes to Chill Out thinking it's a fun weekend
and
it's all about partying and it's about meeting people in groups. But an awful lot of stuff does go behind the scenes with some very important support groups who try to make sure that their message is out there and making sure they're connecting with the right people, because it's the perfect location to talk to the audience they're trying to get to.
And I've got two folk here to speak to me about this. First one, and I'm sorry if I get it wrong, I'll do my best, Deb Sabaris, who's the CEO of the Centre for Excellence in Child and Family Welfare, and Danielle Walt from the Fostering Connections team. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Good morning.
Cool.
Thanks
cool.
for having us.
No, look, it's a pleasure. Look, one of the challenges here, people in our community don't always think they can be foster carers. They don't even perhaps know what a foster carer is, or their idea of a foster carer might be, you know, something that they remember from the television in the deep dark past when it was black and white. So tell us first off, what are foster carers? What's a modern foster carer?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. So we run Fostering Connections, which is actually at the centre of one of the most important things we do, which is to tell people out there that actually these days anybody can be a foster carer. It really is about whether you want to help raise somebody else's child, whether it's for, you know, a weekend or a couple of weeks or a couple of years, and for some carers it's 10 years. But people do think that it's for somebody else to do.
Yeah.
We every day, Danny and I, meet these amazing people that do foster care, and particularly the ones that care for adolescent children. We get pretty excited when we meet them, because mm-hmm. that's a pretty difficult age. And we have people who run their own businesses who are foster carers. We have people who are single.
Okay.
We have such a broad range of carers now, and I think often they're caring for sibling groups, so, you know, that need somebody to take them in. And I think that for all of us, for children to be in a family environment is much more ideal than anything else, particularly when they are unable to live with their biological family.
What makes a family?
What makes a family?
You know, what in the 50s was a family, well, it's still a family, but,
yep.
you know, the definition and the reality of family has broadened so much. Since then, I'm interested, so Chill Out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing some work and some, you know, let's call it engagement at Chill Out. Tell us about that, because, you know, as Paul said, you know, this is people go to Chill Out to have fun. They can still have fun. but you're going to engage them around foster care.
Well, there's no doubt that my team that are going are going to have fun. I mean, I must say, when the new team arrived, they said, we're going to chill out. It was the first thing they said. So okay. I think that sort of that says a lot about chill out. But Danielle, you might want to talk about this a little bit, because it's been a priority for us, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're completely right. People do go to chill out because they're there to have a good time. The thing is, though, it's also this wonderful big family event.
Mm.
People aren't just going up to not be a part of that, and it's a great opportunity for us to speak to a community who, as we all know, are not unfamiliar with the concept of found family, nor are they unfamiliar with the concept of providing safe harbour to children and young people in particular who can't be in their homes for temporary reasons or for longer reasons potentially because of things like stigma, because of things like rejection. So this is a community that understands that, I think, better than most people realise, and what it means to be able to provide that safe space so people get to continue to grow and develop. So we are extremely excited, and we're basically going to be asking if the attendees at Chill Out can stop by our stall and leave us a message of hope for children and young people who might be in a care situation, especially for a community who might have gone through their own periods of time where things might have seemed really, really hard. And we all know it often takes some work, and it's an incredibly resilient community, but things can and do get better. And we'd love to have that message to share with children and young people.
And I mean, doing it at Chill Out, I think, is really clever, because you've actually got... in a lot of ways, Chill Out is a bit like Queer Film Festival. There are people you see there that you don't see anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And you see, you know, a really diverse group of ages and, you know, different parts of our community and the allied communities. So it's actually pretty clever to do it, because you're actually going to really reach a broad, diverse group that are there for all the right reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm just interested to find out, what is the current gap between the number of children that need some foster care and the number of people available to offer that care? Is there a big disparity here in Victoria?
There's always a gap. We don't like putting a number on it, because then people get a bit excited about counting down numbers.
Yeah, sure.
But look, it's in the hundreds.
You need people.
It's in the hundreds. And, you know, there are about, you know, 1,100 foster carers in Victoria. Every night we do know that there are times when we can't, that there isn't somewhere for a little baby.
Wow. Mm.
So, I mean, I don't want to dramatise it, but I think that's pretty astonishing that we do have times here in Victoria every day probably where there aren't enough foster carers to care for quite young children. And so there is some urgency for us in terms of having people come forward and do this for us.
So where do those kids sleep? Where are they when they're not in foster care?
Yeah. Mm. So there's a range of care forms in Victoria. There's the biggest form of care in Victoria is extended family care, so we call it kinship care.
Right.
About 3,500 children in Victoria would be staying with, you know, an older brother or sister or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle. Mm-hmm. And those arrangements are made because it's usually more suitable. There are only about 430 children who are in residential care that often gets talked about in the press, and the rest of the children are in foster care.
So 430, that's a lot.
In residential care?
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I'm glad that, you know, that there is, that is being provided, but that's an awful lot.
Yeah. Well,
No, go on.
Oh, well, from our point of view, if we had more foster carers, we'd have less children.
Of course. So that's the question I was going to ask. If someone out there is listening and saying, oh my gosh, it's a nice idea, I'd like to do that, I'm a bit daunted by the process I would have to go through to that point, just give some reassurance about, you know, what does that actually mean in today's world?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think first and foremost, one of the big things that we like to remind people of, that there are different forms of foster care. So it's not necessarily that someone will come to you at 2 months old and they'll be staying with you for years and years and years. In fact, that's not necessarily the common situation that we find. There are emergency foster carers, people who might only get a couple of hours because a child has been removed very quickly from a situation. And that child might only stay with them a few hours, a few days, while a more permanent situation is found. There's respite care. Some people offer for care 1 or 2 weekends a month, where a child or young person gets to come and stay, experience a different household. It might be a break for their primary carers, who could be their family or who could be another foster care home. But it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to, you know, take kids out for sports, to take kids out to see movies, to take kids out to do things that kids need to be able to do. And then there are short-term and longer-term care situations. And foster carers change. They change what they're doing depending on their circumstances. They change what they're doing depending on what their life is looking like and what they're capable of during that period of time. When people call up Fostering Connections, that's one of the first things that we like running through with them. And a lot of people do sort of have a little bit of a step back, like, oh, that's actually not what I necessarily thought it could look like. If someone is keen on proceeding, we refer them on to an agency, and then there's a very set out process that agencies follow to help make sure that people feel really, really ready. So by the time a child comes to them, which is a situation we call by the time they get a placement, they feel well supported. So they'll go to information sessions, they'll have a range of health checks and police checks and referee checks. The agency will help them through all of this. They'll be offered 16 hours worth of supportive training that they can attend, that they will attend. They go through a range of home assessments to check, look, you know, is this going to be a safe environment? What do we need to do logistically to make sure you're all ready to go? That's all packaged up. And sent off to the accreditation board. And that's it is this prolonged process in order to make sure everyone feels ready, to give everyone the best chance of it succeeding.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to just say, oh, yes, I'll do that, and then, you know, tomorrow a child turns up and you go, oh, okay.
That's right. But it is interesting. It isn't always, you know, caring for children is both rewarding and challenging, but, you know, you talk to these carers and they wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely.
And also for the kids, they may not stay with the same carer all their life, but they remember them. Those carers have had an instrumental role in those kids' lives, and usually the relationships endure.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to remember just how significant it is when someone's going through instability, when a young person with a developing brain is going through instability, to have buffer adults, to have people who are there to provide that stability, those boundaries, that nurturing and developing environment, so that they do get to be kids. And that's the thing that we really focus on, making sure people realise it takes a village. Being a foster carer is being part of that village and holding someone so that they can continue to do what they need to do until they go back.
I think the operative word here is care.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the people that do this care.
Yeah.
You know, they care for the kids. They care for, you know, their safety. They care for their development. You know, they care for them, and they want to show them that someone does care for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So depending on the environment that they've come from, that, you know, that might be more impactful than perhaps for others, but it is the operative word in it all, isn't it? Is care.
It is, and ironically, the carers also usually have a relationship with the birth family, and what that means is the child can then say, actually, I do love my mum and dad. My mum and mum. I love my biological family. They're not bad, they just can't look after me, and this carer respects them. So it's such an interesting three-way often partnership, and when that's done well, you see these children thrive who otherwise perhaps wouldn't.
Absolutely.
So what would you like to see out of Chill Out, apart from being inundated?
Because there's a lot of people at Chill Out, actually, who are listening to... We've had quite a lot of texts already this morning.
Yeah.
A lot of people at Chill Out listening to this. And where would they find you?
So they can find us at Stall 2. We'll have a lovely big purple banner, so you'll be able to recognise us, Fostering Connections. In the first instance, we would love if people could come by and share that message. We are really keen. Have a, you know, get your Polaroid taken, holding it up, especially if you've taken the theme really to heart.
Polaroid.
Yes.
I remember that.
Don't we love those?
Yes.
We're bringing back a bit of nostalgia. We also will have our foster care connection specialist there. So if anyone wants to just learn more, ask a million questions, they can do that. We can also schedule a call for later if they're interested. We're really keen on just helping people to understand and engage with something that may not end up being for them, but learning more about it and being able to provide that information onwards is really critical for us.
I think it's, as I said, I think it's really clever. Going to Chill Out. I think you're going to get a great reception, and people are going to come over and they're going to go, so what's this about? Because, you know, they will have an idea about what foster caring is, and foster caring, I suspect, is what can I do as an adult to provide some care and some support and safe harbour and all these things for a, you know, a child.
Mm-hmm. And Danielle, I think you're right.
It's not as fortunate.
The people that were there as well have been through some of those personal experiences that they can actually say, I know how that child is going to feel when they've been isolated, when they've been left alone, when they've gone through a difficult patch with someone they're very close to, because a lot of the people there would have actually had some of those shared experiences as well. So brilliant idea. And I'm sure you'll get a very, very receptive audience there today.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
And look, from our point of view, we just want to raise the profile of the kids. They're pretty special to us. There's about 11,000 of them a year. And we know we're going to get a pretty well a warm reception, maybe because you've given us a call out. But we just want people to know about these kids, and we want these kids to feel loved.
Absolutely.
And if people who are listening to this will not be at Chill Out today, then we have, what are the details if they've listened to this and said, actually, maybe I'll just find out some more information?
Absolutely. If you're interested in hearing some more information, you can visit our website, which is fosteringconnections.com.au. Or come Tuesday, give us a call on 1-800-013-088. We'd love to hear from you, answer your questions, send you some information, anything. So, yeah.
Great. Deb and Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.
Love to hear back, you know, in a couple of months.
I was going to say, come back and talk to us again. We'd love to talk to you.
You know, hopefully you've got a spike. And that 430, I know we don't work on numbers, but I'd like a number much less than that.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.